This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israeli strikes killed at least 17 Palestinians, including multiple children, in Gaza overnight. This report contains graphic descriptions. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
At a hospital courtyard in central Gaza, two men pulled the body of a boy wrapped in a blanket out of the boot of a car. Inside the morgue, one of the men begins to shout in rage. Where are the people who should come and see our children getting slaughtered? One of the Israeli strikes killed a family, including five children, in the built-up Nusayrat refugee camp in central Gaza. An Associated Press reporter who saw the bodies said they had been dismembered by the blast and the two-year-old had been decapitated. At the scene of the attack, a neighbor said body parts were scattered over the neighbors' homes. Many were injured among the neighbors. The strikes came on the eve of new talks aimed at reaching a ceasefire after months of indirect negotiations. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukraine said its major cross-border assault had advanced further in Russia's Kursk region on Wednesday. Zachary Goldman from Reuters has more.
Ukrainian state TV on Wednesday broadcast what it said was the moment when Kiev's soldiers pulled down the Russian flag in the town of Suja in Russia's Kursk region. A video posted to Telegram showed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday being briefed by his top commander, Oleksandr Sirsky, more than a week after Kiev surprised Moscow with a cross-border incursion that has, for now, flipped the roles of invader and invaded. The surprise operation has given Ukraine its biggest battlefield gains since 2022. Kiev says it has taken control of more than 386 square miles of territory so far. Sirsky said the Russian border town of Suja was fully under Ukrainian control. Reuters was unable to independently verify the situation. Russian President Vladimir Putin has vowed to hit back at Ukraine with a, quote, worthy response.
That was Zachary Goldman from Reuters.